Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood Stoic. Welcome back to The Balanced Stoic, where we chat about all things emotional mastery and self-control, basically how to level up your life one mindful moment at a time. Now, let's be real, fear and anxiety are like those annoying house guests who overstay their welcome, right? They creep in when you least expect it, whispering doubts and making you second-guess everything. But here's the good news, we can kick those anxieties to the curb and build some serious confidence along the way. Today, we're diving deep into practical exercises that will help you conquer fear and anxiety head-on, turning those worries into stepping stones for growth. Ever felt like your heart is pounding in your chest, palms are sweating, just because you have to give a presentation? Or maybe you get butterflies in your stomach before even starting a new project. You know that feeling when a what-if starts swirling, and suddenly the world feels a little too big? Well, I've been there, trust me. But here's the secret sauce we can rewire our brains to handle these situations with more grace and courage. Today, we're going to unlock those tools. First things first, acknowledge your fear. Don't try to bury or pretend it doesn't exist. Think of it like this. Fear is a signal telling you something important. It might be saying, hey, pay attention. Well, this is outside your comfort zone, so tread carefully. Once you identify the fear, you can start to understand its roots. What triggers those feelings? Is it past experiences, a perceived lack of control, or maybe just plain uncertainty about the unknown? Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. Our minds are amazing, but they also have this tendency to go into overdrive, spinning stories that aren't always helpful. When you catch yourself thinking, I can't do this, or this is going to be a disaster, stop right there. Ask yourself, is there any real evidence to support this thought? Chances are, the answer is no. It's just your brain trying to protect you from potential discomfort. Instead of dwelling on the negative, reframe those thoughts in a more positive and empowering light. Now, let's talk about visualization. This powerful technique can help you train your mind for success. Imagine yourself confidently handling that presentation or tackling that new project with ease. See yourself feeling calm, collected, and even enjoying the process. The more you visualize success, the more likely it is to become a reality. One of my favorite confidence-building exercises is simply stepping outside of your comfort zone regularly. It doesn't have to be anything drastic. Start small. Try striking up a conversation with someone new, take a different route to work, or even just say yes to an opportunity that makes you feel a little nervous. Every time you push past those boundaries, you're building resilience and proving to yourself that you're capable of more than you think. Remember, overcoming fear and anxiety is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs along the way. But with these exercises, you'll have the tools to navigate those challenges with greater confidence and grace. Let's say you've got an important meeting coming up. You might feel that familiar flutter of nervousness in your stomach. Instead of letting those feelings take over, try this. Visualize yourself confidently walking into the room, making eye contact, and delivering your message clearly and concisely. Imagine feeling calm and collected throughout the entire meeting. Then, focus on taking deep breaths to calm your nervous system. Remember, you've got this. So remember, fear isn't something to be feared, it's a signal that you're about to embark on something new and exciting. By using these confidence-building exercises, you can turn those anxieties into fuel for growth and become the fearless version of yourself. Now go out there and rock your world. Until next time, keep striving for balance, cultivate inner strength, and remember you are capable of amazing things. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little confidence boost. And if you're enjoying The Balanced Stoic, leave us a review and let us know what you think. See you next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.